When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Welcome, Fight Bananas community, to the new podcast under the Fight Bananas banner. I am John Radford, a.k.a. The Professor, and welcome to one more round. We're going to be talking about boxing, all different sorts of aspects of it, the state of it, the what was good and bad before the coronavirus hit, and you know, pretty much put a stop to sports. We're also going to be talking about old stuff, new stuff, fights we'd like to see, what fights we wouldn't like to see. So we're going to touch on all bases. So bear with me. My main man, Dave Van Auken, the Fight Bananas guru, the podcast guru, has given me this opportunity to come to you guys with this new platform, the new podcast, and to talk a little bit more about boxing and the pugilistic art. So I usually get led by Dave, and he's really good at it. So I'm going to do my best to give you guys the best possible podcast we can here. And like I said, and touch all bases of boxing. So let's start. Again, my name is John Radford, a.k.a. The Professor. Let's talk about a little bit about what boxing was going on before we hit this pandemic across the world. And I hope everybody's staying safe out there. I hope you're doing what you need to do to be safe and keep yourself occupied, busy, and not getting too far stir crazy like you can get, because it is getting to that point, right? So boxing before all this hit was really, in my eyes, starting to take off again. We had a long time in the 70s, 80s, 90s where boxing was the plateau of combat sports, and it was the best. It was awesome. We had the heavyweight, you know, champion of the world that was great, from the Mike Tyson era to all the way to Lennox Lewis, all the way back in the day to Muhammad Ali. All the heavyweight champion of the world was considered the baddest man on the planet. It was great. It was awesome. Everybody loved it. I remember tuning into a kid to watch Mike Tyson knock a guy out within the first round and then be told I had to go to bed because it was already over. So, again, it was really on the rise before all this hit. We had a lot of big fights looking to line up. We had a lot of good fights. We just had one of the best heavyweight fights that we've ever seen, the rematch of Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder, which was epic. One of the biggest heavyweight fights we've had in a long time. The middleweight divisions and supermate divisions and the welterweight divisions are on fire right now before all this hit. Those are a lot of fights that are coming out. We hear the news of Bud Crawford and Errol Spence thinking about coming in signing that contract to fight each other. You got Canelo maybe fighting Triple G. Had a lot of things lined up. There's talk of Lomachenko, Teofimo Lopez, or Gervonta Davis, Ryan Garcia. There's a lot of fights that are happening that we'd love to see. And personally, I'm excited for all of it. Excuse me, I'm a little thirsty. But, you know, a lot of things that I want to touch on just on the first episode tonight. We're going to have a lot more guests. We're going to have a lot of people come on, talk boxing, talk all of it, you know, all the good stuff. We're going to hit on some fighters, local trainers, you know, hopefully as we broaden, we can get, you know, trainers from across the country, maybe even the world, fighters, such and such the same way. But for right now, it's just me and you guys. So I'm going to do the best job I can possibly do for you and get this ball rolling. So let's kick it off. Before all this hit, like I said, we were really, really getting into some really cool fight announcements, some really great fights. I loved the Deontay Wilder Tyson Fury fight. Thought it was awesome that it drove so much attention and so much buzz around it, and people were really excited for heavyweights again. And I think that's going to happen for a little while longer. I think we're going to be good with there. I think some heavyweights are coming up, and we're going to have, you know, some really good high level heavyweight boxing matches. Tyson Fury is definitely one that I'm sure that wants to collect all the belts. He's the lineal champion. He's the WBC champion. And now you have Joshua with the three other belts over there. But obviously, Deontay Wilder has an immediate rematch clause, so we may get to see number three. Then also, I've heard talks of Triple G and Canelo again. I also just heard in the news that Jermall Charlo wants to move up to 168 and take on David Benavidez in the super middleweight division. We got Caleb Plant in that division with the title. So there's a lot of great fights in that category. And again, Teofimo Lopez and the Matrix himself, Vasily Lomachenko, who I personally love to watch. Unbelievable artwork in that ring. They're looking to sign a fight for the 135-pound lightweight title. You got Terrence Bud Crawford versus Errol Spence coming up. That fight is amazing. I really hope that boxing can get back on track and really bring it together and give us these fights that we're looking for. Because sometimes in boxing, the Manny Pacquiao Mayweather fight should have happened 5 years earlier. Everybody knows that, but we still got to see it. It did massive numbers. I would assume that if we booked that again, it would do again some massive numbers. Other things about it is it's going to be a little tricky for them to come back and start things up. So we're really hoping that they do things, they can figure it out, make it safe, so fans can get back in the stands, or at least we as fans can sit back in the comfort of our homes and watch some high-level, beautiful world championship boxing, either by PBC, Top Ranked, DAZN, any of those promoters or platforms where these fighters can promotions where these fighters can fight. I'm excited for all of it, but we're not quite there yet. So when it starts, we should be excited about it because there's a lot of hot new talent out there. We got big stars that can make big names for themselves and really bring boxing back to the forefront. I'm not sure right now that it will overtake the popularity of MMA with the UFC and things going on there, but can it get itself back to being a hugely wide watch sport again? I know there's a lot of diehard fans out there. I'm a very big boxing fan, diehard. I love watching it. I tune in for most of the big fights as much as my schedule allows because, we all got to do we got to live life and make money and do things like that, right? So other than that, while we're on here, I would love feedback of what you guys would like to hear about, what you like conversations like to talk about, things like that. What questions you have, kind of like, drop it in the DMs of Fight Bananas. Probably going to try to set up a little Instagram for one more round under the Fight Bananas podcast, of course. But as far as it goes, the biggest thing here is we need to keep big fights happening in boxing. We need to make sure these names give a, fight each other and they don't fight each other later. Like, I really feel that with this happening, it might actually help jump us into those big fights. It really might go, we can't do this. We can't prolong these massive matchups any longer after this coronavirus, goes through. They're going to really think, these promoters are really now understanding that, oh, wow, something outside of the realm of their control, something outside of the fighter not wanting to take the fight or not the money doesn't reach or the contract's not working right, whatever it may be, hit this sport and pretty much shut it down, right? It shuts gyms down. It shuts everything down. So training and all that kind of stuff is kind of really hard to do right now. But when we open it back up, when the country opens back up, hopefully soon and hopefully safe that it does, we can get back to some normalcy in a sense and some good feeling vibes of watching sports that we like. Sports have always been a big, huge outlet. And for me, combat sports is a huge outlet. And I can't wait for it to get back up. I'm excited to hear the UFC is putting on fights. And we'll get into the difference of why they can and why boxing is harder to. That's going to be for another show, not this one. But we're definitely going to get into that because that's a very important upfront topic that we're talking about, especially with some of the reopenings of states and cities and around the country. But first and foremost, again, this is a community friendly, a fan friendly thing. I would love to always hear about anything you'd love to talk about. Again, I know I get rambling. I know I get there, but bear with me. It'll get better as it goes. I usually have a little guy help me lead it and I can think it through, but now I got to kind of do my own thing for a minute. It's super fun. But like I said, let's just get into it. Let's talk about a little boxing, you know. To know my background, I've been training in this sport for about 7 to 8 years now. Been a fan of it for a long time. Been a lifelong martial artist, but really fell back in love with boxing in the past 8 years. Really jumped back into following. But, you know, people that got me into boxing back in the day, I used to love watch Mike Tyson, Sugar Ray Leonard, all those guys back then, Hagler, Hearns, Stone Hands himself, all those great fighters, loved watching those guys. And these guys always fought the top flight people all the time. And that's what boxing needs to get back to. If it does that, man, it can really, really take off. We got a lot of young talent and a lot of good names. And we actually have a generational fighter in this time right now fighting. Canelo Alvarez is a one in a lifetime generation fighter. He's probably the best one of this generation right now, pound for pound. I personally would pick Vasily Lomachenko, but the argument, you know, for sure can be made for Canelo. He's an immense talent from the time he fought Mayweather to now. His skill set is unbelievable. He's changed the way he fights a little bit, in the sense of his defense is just super slick, but he still has that Mexican style where he wants to come forward, wants to trade, but he's made his defensive moves so much better, so much cleaner. Those counter shots are just amazing. He's turned into just one of the most phenomenal boxers to watch. It's really an art form for it. So we have fighters like this. We have the Matrix and Vasily Lomachenko. We have big, huge, power, athletic young ones in Teofimo Lopez. Ryan Garcia just left hooking everybody to sleep. Gervonta Davis is ready to put on a show again. Just his super explosive power. And then Terrence Bud Crawford, who is probably the best switch hitter. And when I say that, is he switches stances when he fights in the game. And then you have the unbelievable top flight contender, top fighter in the world, just beat Sean Porter, Errol Spence, who could be moving up those ranks to be a pound for pound number one at some point in his career. But these fights are just fights we need to have happen. It's just something that is just going to project boxing back to the limelight, back to the stardom that it used to get. You remember, I remember tuning into Friday night fights on ESPN, even a Tuesday night contender series. And if you guys didn't know, the contender series was really a boxing series before it was a UFC match in UFC series on for them. And I believe, because Dana White is a huge boxing fan, he took the name Contender for it. And it's a great pull. It's a great way to do it. And but again, boxing has its way, you know, with the crossover fight from Mayweather to McGregor. The boxing MMA community isn't fighting as much against each other as much as they're helping each other. The more combat sports that we give the world right now, as far as, you know, boxing, high-level kickboxing, high-level, you know, ultimate high-level MMA, all those unbelievable things, it's just going to propel everybody. And I think if, you know, as they say in the world, competition is good, right? Competition is good for business. That's how you grow. That's how the businesses grow. That's how the category of the business, you know, businesses grow. That's how it gets bigger. But right now, a couple of the few fights I would love to see, I would love to see Canelo, not necessarily versus Triple G, but versus another young, hungry lion first, and maybe Triple G on the back end. But, you know, Canelo versus a Charlo, one of the Charlo brothers, the older one, the heavier one, obviously the one that fights at a super middleweight. You know, there's David Benvenides, there's Caleb Plant out there. There's a lot of big names for these guys for Canelo to fight. I would love one of those matchups to happen. Of course, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing a Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder again. That was awesome. Tyson Fury is by far one of the most skilled boxing heavyweights. Ooh, excuse me. That we've seen in a long, long time. He has just his movement, his head movement, just amazing to watch a big man move like that. Down in the lower divisions, though, you know, Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia, Gervonta Lopez, Vasily Lomachenko with the Teofimo Lopez, those fights are just fireworks ready to go off. And it's just, it's fun to think about it for the future to see how, what's going to come together. Because like I said, I think these promoters are going to finally, in a sense, bite down on their mouthpiece and do what they have to do to get these fights made for us, the fans, and the people that really want to watch it, and good for the fighters as well. These fighters need to fight the top fight guys. Stop fighting guys that you just want to keep your title with, or it's a mandatory by the WBC or the WBA, the IBF, all that kind of stuff, the WBO. They always have these mandatory guys. No. Champions fight champions. You know, if that's the fight that's available, then that's what should happen. It shouldn't be the mandatory all the time. We need to see the top flight guys, you know, fight each other in their prime when it's ready to really give the sense of who's the best, who's the guy in this generation right now, or in this, 10-year span, however you want to look at it. And who's best in that division and who's dominant. And like in boxing, everyone's got a puncher's chance. Everybody can get caught. So this is just an exciting time. Can't wait for it to get back to it. As far as boxing goes with America and the fan base, I truly think it was growing. I truly think it was a great time. Between the end of 2019 and at the start of the beginning of 2020, we were really, I think it was really about to hit its stride and get back to it. So, again, I am all open for any topics of conversation for this. Any type of feedback is always welcome. I do say, I will get better at this. It will be better. But at the same time, let's have some fun. Let's get about it. So, right now, I'm going to do a few I'm going to throw a few fights out. I want y'all to know the ones come back to it. Let me know. Tell me which ones you're excited about. And then let's see if we can break them down. I love doing fight breakdowns. I love answering questions to it. I love trying to expand. I love hearing other people's knowledge, other people's opinions, because that's what this is fun about. That's what's so great about podcasting and all that. Yeah, I get to talk, but I get to listen to you guys too, as far as comments go. And we get to expand and grow, and we can have fun with it. You know, it doesn't have to be, oh, what I say is the right way. Not about that. No, let's all talk about it. Let's see what we can get out of this. Let's just have some fun, and let's bring boxing back. Let's bring boxing back to where, you know, like they called it prize fighting, which is awesome. So a few fights that I would really, really, really like to see. As far as let's just go ultimate fights that I would love to see with both in their prime. You know, the ultimate one everyone always talks about is Muhammad Ali versus the prime Mike Tyson. Now, this is going to probably, you know, get a good controversy. So let's start with this one to fun, just for fun. Like I said, the next episode, we're going to talk about the state of boxing. I got a really cool guest that's going to come on, and we'll get more into that later. But right now, let's just do some fantasy fun stuff. Let's kind of ease our way into this. Let's get to know each other a little bit, if you know what I mean. But fantasy fight, I'm going to put out there for the fans. See if you guys want to give me some comments back or anything like that. Let's do Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson. All right? So Muhammad Ali, you can go down as probably, if you want to say the GOAT. If you want to say he's the greatest heavyweight of all time, you can say that. We can always look back at Mike Tyson and say, Jesus, he might have been the hardest punching, you know, most explosive heavyweight we ever seen. Deontay Wilder hits pretty hard, so I'd love to have seen power for power on how that works. But, you know, I would be picking in this fight if they were going to fight one time, not 10 times, not 5 times, not 3 times, but one time in their prime, I honestly have to go with Mike Tyson. I just think in a one-time opportunity, a one-time fight with both of them training perfect, I just feel that Mike Tyson's ruthless aggression and just the mind state that Cuz D'Amato built in him that, you know, he essentially is going to go out there to try to take your head off. You know, take your head clean off, take your neck off, eat your soul, whatever you want to call it. He's coming to kill you. You know, it was like branding him to fight. That's what it was. Cuz saw it, pulled it out of him. If you haven't heard his stories, listen to him. He has great stories about things that are growing, just amazing things that I can't believe he went through. And then what it did for him as far as a fighter, whether you like what happened to him, what Cuz did, or if you don't, I'm going to let you go search that and find it. It's really fun. It's he talks about it on his own podcast, Mike Tyson's. But he was such an explosive fighter, so dynamic with his bobs and weaves up and down. He had such great dexterity in his hips. His footwork was phenomenal for his attributes and the way he wanted to fight. I just think in a one-time fight that Mike Tyson would take out Muhammad Ali. I think that it would just be a little bit too much explosiveness, too much slipping and bobbing, just like Mike, you know, just like Muhammad Ali would love to slip the rope-a-dope against George Foreman and the power punchers. He slipped. He knew his range. His jab was just one of the most beautiful things you've ever did. His movement, his cardio, his IQ. But at the same time, just the ferocity, just the speed of Mike Tyson at a heavyweight and the power he had. I would put my money on Mike Tyson for a one-time fight against Muhammad Ali. I think he'd be able to slip out that jab, cover the distance. I think he'd be able to start wrecking the body, come up in him with a left hook, right uppercut, maybe switch stance, left uppercut, right hook. However you want to picture it, however you want to look at it, I think he finishes Muhammad Ali, before six. I just think he has enough gas tank to do that, and it would work out. Again, just an opinion. But so tell me if I'm wrong. Love to hear your feedback on it. Love to see how you guys come across with that. Another one I would like to see Mayweather-Canelo again. And not Canelo at 23. I'd like to see Mayweather at his prime, but I'd like to see a Canelo that is fighting now, which I would consider this more his prime than anything else, because his defensive strategy now is completely different after that Mayweather fight. I would love to see this skill set of Canelo versus the slick, unbelievable IQ of Mayweather, his defensiveness, his countering and all that. I just really think this would play out a completely different way. This is also saying that they could come to it a weight and get it and everything worked out in the universe that we want to be able to see that. And I'm probably not going to be popular with this event because we've all watched it already that Mayweather put Canelo through school and it was. But I don't think that happens with the Canelo now and even a prime Mayweather. I really believe Canelo with his punching power is a lot more, and his slickness is just – it's gotten to another level. And his body shots, man, Mickey Ward had some of the nastiest body shots, but Canelo is getting there too. Canelo touches you, and he touches you accurately and powerfully and not when you're ready. And he just eats your – just call him the body snatcher right now. He's just destroying people's body. That would be an unbelievable fight for us to see. I would love to hear the feedback on that one because, like I said, they fought once. It was a young Canelo that wasn't ready for Mayweather, and I think Mayweather knew that when he signed that bout because he saw the unbelievableness as this young person, as this young fighter was coming up, and then, wow, when he hits his prime, I may not have a chance. I need to get him early, and it's going to be a great feather in my hat because he's going to go on to be an amazing fighter. You know what I mean? So that's another one. Now, I get thirsty through this. Another one I'd like to see would be, let's go back to a prime James Toney, middleweight division, one of the greatest defensive boxers, especially on the ropes, counter fighters that you'd ever seen, versus a middleweight in Caleb Plant. Caleb Plant, if you don't know who he is, you should know who he is. That is a bad man, okay? He is hungry. He's slick. He understands distance. His defense moves, but his combinations put together are very, very clean, very, very thought out extreme hand speed, one of the most beautiful jabs in boxing. His up and down with it, body jab, everything with it, just his movement, how he, it's just a very smooth fighter. And I think it would be a really great matchup, you know, with James Toney and Caleb Plant there. That would be really fun to watch. Another one, I would love to see Roy Jones Jr. Antonio Tarver. I just watched that one again, you know, and saw that, you know, how Antonio Tarver fought him kind of. It was definitely late in RJJ's career. He's been a longtime fighter. He's been, you know, still fighting throughout. Just had his last one, I believe, if I'm right, maybe 2 years ago. Might have been a year ago. I think maybe it was 2 years ago, but it might have even been a year ago. But he had his last fight then in 2018, and I've been watching Roy Jones Jr. forever. He's my personal GOAT and favorite. Just his skill set and highlight films, and it was just he fought great fighters. He fought for a long time, multiple divisions, everything like that. I've never seen athleticism and technical boxing like that, and just the IQ of it come together so well. I'm an ultimate fan of Roy Jones Jr. Super athlete, unbelievable hand speed, unbelievable counter, unbelievable, just everything as far as that goes. So Roy Jones Jr. Versus Antonio Tarver, both in their primes. I'm definitely taking Roy Jones Jr. after that. And in that fight, I definitely think he comes in his prime with a lot more hand speed, a lot more defensive slickness, and he ends up probably finishing Tarver like in kind of the way Tarver finished Roy with a knockout. Now let's go back into the heyday. Let's take one of our fighters from back in the day. Let's go Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard versus, let's say, Terrence Bud Crawford. All right. That's a great fight. Terrence Bud Crawford is a slow starter, but Sugar Ray Leonard's hands were just so fast, so clean. He could just put it together so well. Very slick, lots of good movement. But again, like I told you, Terrence Bud Crawford is an unbelievable switch hitter. He's a slow starter, but an incredible finisher in late rounds. Incredible. He gets his rhythm, and he's just so slick with changing stances, southpaw, orthodox, all of it, puts it together, angles. I think that would just be a tremendous fight. I honestly don't know who would win, but it would be a tremendous fight. Absolutely 100% banger. So those are a few. So just to touch on those, I would really love to see it. Let me know your feedback. Again, this is the first one. I've got to get a little bit better at it and get a little more used to it. But you guys are awesome fans of, you know, Fight Bananas. Please jump on and check this out and, you know, tell me, give me feedback, good, bad, anything. I'm open. I'm a very coachable person. Because I've been an athlete my life, been a martial artist my whole life. I love hearing feedback, good, positive. Anything you want to give me, I will take it. Not personally, I will take it to heart in the sense of I will think about it and definitely try to do better. But just a few fun things out there, a few fun fantasy fights for us to start with. Give me your feedback on it. Let me know what you see in those fights, how you want to see them. As far as the new and up-and-coming ones, I also would love to see who you think to win between Ryan Garcia and Gervonta Davis, Teofimo Lopez versus Vasily Lomachenko, Earl Spence versus Bud Crawford, Canelo versus anybody in the middle or super middleweight divisions. I would love to see Canelo and Caleb Plant fight. I would love to see Canelo and one of the Charlo brothers. I would love to see Canelo and pretty much any top contender out there. But this should be fun. And I'm not going to lie, I'm a little nervous right now. I'm a little nervous about doing it. I had to take about two or three takes just to be honest. I'm going to always try to be as honest as I can with everybody out there. Did two or three takes before I actually got this thing rolling. And I'm also going to probably practice on my own doing this, because talking to yourself in a camera is a little weird if no one's ever done it. Didn't grow up in a social media instant with all these phones where they, talk to yourself all the time. So we're going to get a little better at it, but should be fun. I'm super excited about this. I want to thank Dave Van Auken and the Fight Bananas podcast for giving me this chance, giving me the platform to do one more round and bring boxing, give boxing another podcast and really just have fun with it and be, let's upbuild boxing. Let's bring it back. I'd love to see Friday night fights again. I'd love to see another contender series. I'd love to just see the top names fight each other. The one thing about MMA they get to do and put together such big name fights. Boxing, let's follow that formula. Promoters, let's get together and let's make these fights happen. Not just for the fans. Fighters want to know if they're the best, but obviously they go in there, they put their life on the line, so the money's got to be right, and I completely get that. This is a different sport. It's a perfect saying, you don't play boxing. You box. It's a fight. You're boxing. You need to use your mind, but you don't play it. You don't go out there and just play it and have a bad day. You have a bad day, that may be your last day ever. It's just the way it is. So anyone who watches someone get in the ring, anyone who sees any of that, please give them the respect they deserve. We have so many people want to comment and everything like that. Everybody's got an opinion, and I get it. But bashing a fighter just because he lost or whatever it may be, or you think he's too cocky or anything like that because you don't like sportsmanship, you still got to understand what it takes to get in that ring. And 90% of the world won't ever do it. And I don't have an extensive competition career as far as boxing goes. More of it goes around, martial arts for me, other traditional martial arts for me, like, kickboxing or MMA. But boxing is just this huge passion for me. I love it. It's probably the one thing that I wish I would have started when I was a lot younger, my early teens, things like that. It is just a beautiful, beautiful art. It's a wonderful thing for kids and to get into. So parents, don't fear it just because you think your son's going to get or your daughter's going to get punched in the face. Yes, at some point that may happen if they want to compete. But what boxing does for people is it builds self-esteem. It builds confidence. It lets you know that you don't have to go out there and fear something. But you also don't have to go out there and fight anyone in the streets. You don't have to do that. You don't have to be that person because you have the confidence in yourself. It builds it. It's unbelievable discipline. You need to always promote local boxing and martial arts places around your cities. It really does help change people's lives. I have so many other stories. We're going to bring people on about how boxing itself has changed people's lives and how it's helped and all the things that you've seen or that it's just been a positive influence. Everybody's so worried about what happens as far as the damage from it and the repercussions from it. But the ultimate idea of boxing is to not get hit and hit, right? You don't want to get hit, but you got to land the punch. So yeah, you're going to get hit sometimes. Think damage is going to take, but it teaches you discipline and self-reliance and self-confidence. It's just a wonderful art. And I feel like some people look at it as just, oh, that's just too violent. I don't know why you'd ever get in there. They're just brutes. They're just fighters. They don't think. It is so much more than that. And we're gonna show that here. We're gonna show that here. Just like Dave has done such a great job showing how there's so much more to MMA than just people in a cage fighting. These people are just genuine human beings. The community in combat sports, believe it or not, is some of the nicest and just genuine people I've ever met. I'm extremely excited to show you that side of boxing as well. And move forward with that and just expand and have fun. So please, this is just the first one. It's kind of like an intro, kind of like to get to know me a little bit, kind of like let's delve into it together. I'd love to hear some feedback. Shoot your comments, DM Fight Bananas, and talk about one more round for a minute. Hopefully I'm going to get up a page for you guys on Instagram, things like that. We'll see how it works out. I'm really not good with social media. I grew up in the 90s as far as a teen, and I grew up in the 80s as I'm an 80s baby as far as born. So giving away my age, I can figure out that later. But it's just one of those things where I would love feedback. I would love that. Let's have a conversation, guys. Let's do it. Talk about it all. Biggest thing is, please support your local gyms and fighters and martial arts centers. If you have a few bucks to spare, say you're doing really well and the coronavirus hasn't really hit you that bad. You know, if you see a few, gyms that are closed or anything like that, go buy a gift certificate, go buy something, help out a small business, do something along those lines, but really help support your local fighters and gyms. They work hard. They're not out there, running the streets. Boxing and martial arts are keeping them out of the streets. It's not the people, they're not brutes. They're not men and women that don't have brains, that aren't thinking. They have, a lot of them have degrees. A lot of fighters actually are super intelligent. They know the business side of it. They understand what they're trying to do. It's different than you think if you're not in it. And I can understand all the different, aspects and how it looks just like it's not for me. I don't like to watch it. I don't like to see it, but it really does help people around the world. Boxing. I mean, if you look at, let's just take one of the greatest people in boxing. There is Manny Pacquiao. He's a legend in the ring. I mean, he just defeated Adrian Broner and then put on a show against Keith Thurman. And he's just a legend. But you know why he's a really, the real legend behind him is he donates to his country, the Philippines, everything like that. He builds, I think, 100,000 houses or some outrageous number. Excuse me. And that's what boxers are. They give back to the community a lot of time. They do a lot of things to help out where they came from. You'd be surprised that not a lot of them ever forget where they came from. I'm going to give a shout out to Deontay Wilder right now because he's never left the gym that he started at. He's 100% from Alabama. He's, as far as where his gym's at, he stays there. He keeps his people. He's super loyal. It's super awesome to see that. A lot of fighters want to jump camp sometimes or move. They need it. And I understand that maybe they got the blessing from their other coaches and stuff, but it's cool to see when someone sticks around from where they came from. It just shows the loyalty and the heart and the love that they have as a team and as a fighter, and the respect they have for the people that were there through the hard times. And so if you know a local fighter, if you know some local shows coming, to your area, go support them. You might actually, when you get to see these guys talk and you get to see them go, you get to see some fun fights, you get to see action, you get to see, some super talented athletes come in. But you're going to get to support them at the grass levels so they can make a chance. If you're going to just cheer for them when they get to the big level and you they need the help to get to the big level. It's kind of silly and I know kind of random, but it's so important for the local scene, the regional scene, to get support from communities and things like that, and help them. It's just, people trying to live out their dreams, and they work so hard. So again, anything you want to talk about on one more round with the professor, let's get into it. Let's talk about it. Let's have some fun with it. Let's, I don't care if we do some fantasy fights. We'll talk about other fights. We've got a little bit of time gap right now during this coronavirus that we can kind of expand on it, fights that we want to see in the future, what up and comers you have that you know of. I'm down for any type of conversations for this. I think it's just going to be really fun. We're going to get some guests on here. My next episode is we're going to talk about how it's going to be safe for boxing to open up compared to how the UFC can do it and how it's a little bit different. And how they do it. And if they do it successfully, I bet you see boxing come back quicker. And I'm really hoping for that. Like, again, I would hope Friday night fights pop off again. I can't wait for these big, huge cards coming. that are getting made, these super fights, in a sense, if you want to call them, getting made. Really excited for that. It should be an awesome, awesome uprising again for, you know, an uplifting, I don't want to say uprising, but the uplifting thing for boxing. It should really start getting it back up there. So thank you, Fight Bananas community. Please tune in. This will probably be a once to maybe 2 week type of show. You got to help me. Let me get into it. Let me get a little better at it. You know, I gotta, you know, ask for a little bit of, you know, critique, so that way I can help it. I can tweak it. All information that you guys want to give me is so thankful. Again, stay safe out there. You know, do what you need to do to stay safe. Be conscientious of everyone out there. Just stay safe. You know, Fight Bananas community. We love you. We're here. We're always ready to put out content. So first episode, one more round with the professor. We're going to get into boxing and everything about it. Can't wait. Super excited. Let's just do it. Let's just have some fun. You know, OMR. Start using the hashtag OMR. That's what we're going to roll with. Let's pump it out there. Let's get it going. Give me the feedback. Let's talk. Let's do this. And anybody you know, any topics, any of those things, shoot the DMs to the Fight Bananas Instagram right now. Let us know. Other than that, you know, thank you again. And this should be fun. We're gonna have some good times. And we'll break down some boxing matches. We're gonna get some you know, some fighters on here, things like that, like I talked about. But the next episode, we're gonna talk about the state of boxing and how it's going to be able to come back and do it successfully and keep people safe, along with the fighters, the production crews, and hopefully fans being able to get back in there slowly, you know, throughout the phases. So can't wait to keep this going. This was awesome. I hope you enjoy it. Sorry for any of the rambling. Like I said, this is going to get better. It's just the first time. But thank you again, Dave Van Auken and Fight Bananas community. Fight Bananas podcast, for letting me do this. This is going to be super exciting. Check in, subscribe to all this on all platforms, especially Fight Bananas. Then subscribe to one more round as we get it going on. Follow it. Throw any feedback you want to me, positive, negative, all good. But all right, I'm going to try and stop being long-winded and rambling some more. So let's have a good night. You guys have a good night. Stay safe, and we'll be back soon. Thank you again. I'm the professor. This is one more round, and we're signing off, man. Boom. Ah.